Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, August 8th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today is second Wednesday of the month, and with that we will have our monthly thread update webcast today, sands.org/webcasts at 1 p.m. Eastern. Now, the reason I say that is that this month we don't have Microsoft patches because, well, the first of the month was Wednesday. With that, we can dedicate today's webcast just to DNS security, and I won't limit that to DNSSEC, but really cover a lot of different sort of configuration issues and such that come up with DNS and configuring DNS securely. So if you're interested in that, 1 p.m. Eastern, sands.org/webcasts. But we also had a diary today, small business security. Adrian was essentially asking the question, well, what are people actually doing for small businesses? It has been a real tough issue to get small businesses to secure themselves. A lot of them really act more like home users. Now, we have also seen targeted attacks, and by target here, I don't talk about APT style, but really more broadly targeted attacks against small businesses. In particular, SUSE. If you remember, we talked about the ADP phishing earlier this week. That was one of these attacks that really tries to go after, for example, payroll departments, for example. SUSE has devastated some small businesses by essentially breaking into online payment systems and then stealing these businesses' payroll money. And with SUSE, we also have a new version, in particular a new version of Sitmo. Sitmo is usually the SUSE for mobile, and we have seen this for Android for a while now. Now, what it usually tries to accomplish is to intercept two-factor authentication tokens being sent by banks. Some banks now implemented features where whenever you, for example, try to make a transaction, it will send you an SMS message, or it will even send you a one-time password via SMS. Now, this particular Trojan infects Android phones and then intercepts these SMS messages. The new version that comes out is now also working for BlackBerry devices. So if you have a BlackBerry, you're no longer safe. And this is probably the first time that BlackBerry was really targeted in any fashion. Now, BlackBerry is, of course, sort of a little bit of a dying platform. However, it's still going quite strong and it's still growing in Europe, and this Trojan in particular is targeting a couple of different countries in Europe because it uses callback numbers in those particular countries in order to act as a command and control channel. According to Kaspersky, who published this analysis, the certificate used to sign this particular version of Sitmo was, as usual, a self-signed certificate, but with a creation date of July 12th. So this essentially proves that this particular variant appears to be quite new, about a month old. And about 2 weeks ago, Anonymous was able to breach a server at AAPT, which is Australia's largest internet service provider. Now, usually we never hear exactly what happened. In this case, however, AAPT was nice enough, and I always appreciate if they do it, to tell us a little bit about the background as to what happened and why it happened. In this case, it was really just a server they forgot about. So it was a server that was set up, it ran Cold Fusion, but then was never really used after it was originally set up. So yes, it had a business data on it, but was never patched or secured. With that, the register actually went around to see how ISPs and such deal with, or better, colo providers with stale servers. Now, APT hosted their server with Melbourne IT, a big Australian colo facility, and they essentially said, well, you know, if a customer pays us, we will keep that server up and running. And I would think that that's probably true for most companies. Now, one cloud provider that the register found, they stated that if they don't detect any activity for 3 months on a particular server, they'll contact the customer and essentially ask for confirmation whether or not they should leave that server up and running. But you have seen that before, and it's definitely something important to keep track of, these servers that were set up as an emergency and they never really finished all the way, never secured all the way, and then forgotten and never patched. That keeps coming up as one of the big reasons for these breaches. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.